Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
And my name is Liz. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Trying to speak a little softly because I'm in the... I'm sort of sharing some space with my mom here, so I think she's sort of waking up, but...
Hello, Clarabel, hello. Hello, Auntie. Hello, I need more platanos.
She sent them to me, too.
Well, this is...
Oh, my God.
So we're back in Charleston for right now.
You're back at your parents' house?
Yeah, we drove last night. We spent some time... My brother and his family kind of did an overlap with the timeshare, so we got to spend some time with all of them yesterday. Of course, Isabel was just ecstatic to be at the beach. They have been at the beach pretty much every day because they've either been in Charleston or Myrtle Beach. So they've been at the beach every day, and I think the other day they kind of got a little too much sun, so everyone was kind of tired yesterday. And then, but when she perked up as soon as she saw the beach, and there was just like, I know her parents were just so tired. They're like, we need to run some errands. And we're like, we'll take her out to the beach. They didn't put her in a bathing suit because they're like, you know, she doesn't really need to be in the water. Now, she's so little.
Right.
But they did not stop her from getting all kinds of wet. And then she said, as soon as her shirt got wet, she's like, I have to take off my shirt. I said, no, you can't take off your shirt.
Well, there's laws.
And I didn't put any lotion, any sunscreen on her, on her torso. Like, it's just her arms and her legs and her face. I'm like, no, let's not do that. It was hot. I mean, like 2:30 in the afternoon. So, it was, but, you know, she was just undeterred. Well, she didn't take anything off, but I had to keep her from her argument was, but I have to. I have to.
I have to go to the race at the preschool. I have to.
I have to.
You don't understand. I have to. I have to go to Baby Coachella. I have to. Baby Coachella.
Oh, my goodness. So she's just such a joy. I mean, such a cutie pie. So that was just great to spend time with them. Three.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's just about, there's about five more years before the eye rolling starts. So
she'll probably start eye rolling a little early. If I know her, she'll. She'll do advanced eye rolling.
She's actually
probably
watching YouTube tutorials. How the most impactful eye roll. What a cute age. Three?
I know.
Oh, that's the sweet spot. That is, it's like they have to remember, like when she's 13, 14, they have to remember when she's, they have to go back.
All right.
Remember.
All right.
It's all worth it. So cute. Oh my God. So cute.
But in other family news, however, Auntie Lumpia, Auntie Thelma had to go to the emergency room.
Why?
She apparently has bronchitis, a mild case of bronchitis. But the thing is, she wasn't really retaining oxygen levels. Like, her oxygen level would drop below 90. So that's not good.
That's scary. No.
Yeah, she had gone out to dinner with Anna and Amy. I guess Monday night, and then she ended up trying to FaceTime Anna the next afternoon because she said she wasn't feeling well, and Anna wasn't really nearby. She wasn't at the house, so she said, you know, Anna said when she was watching her on FaceTime.
I got FaceTime, yeah.
Like something, you know, she didn't look good. So
right. Oh my God.
But she's like, do you want me to call an ambulance to take you, a paramedic, something, because I said, I'm not going to get there in any decent amount of time. And she kept saying no, but she did it anyway. You know, and I was like, no, this is not right. So she did it anyway. And Amy, fortunately, was fairly close by. Yeah, she's alone right now. She was alone right now. Her cousin should be coming home in the next couple of days.
All from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, Amy was close by, so she was able to get there just before the paramedics did.
Oh, thank God.
So that her skin was like really clammy, so she wrapped her.
Ooh.
She was cold, so she wrapped her up in some blankets.
God. Oh, thank God for Amy.
Yeah, right? Both of them.
There's anything going on. You want Amy, you want Anna, you want something, like, you want... Mm.
Right. Right.
So on it. Yeah.
So she's been, she got moved from the ER to the hospital
mm-hmm.
for them to run tests and all that, but they figured it was bronchitis.
Jesus.
And so we'll see how she's doing today.
Oh, poor
baby.
She's still in the hospital? Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, they just... I don't know because she's not basically because of her oxygen levels. And the thing is like, she has a little bit of sleep apnea. So that obviously doesn't help.
Oh God.
So yeah, we'll see what's going on. But I'm mostly, obviously I'm concerned for her health. Anna and Amy did what they can but
mm-hmm.
they both have work. So having other people come by and visit her is going to be helpful. I know she's got some people coming by to visit today.
Thank God for the family.
Well, yeah. But, always a big, busy family.
Sorry to hear
that. Yeah.
Give her my best. Let's send some good energy.
Vibes.
Let's right now.
Yeah.
Let's just do it right now. Let's all take a breath. Whoever's listening, and if you're listening to this on replay, whatever, it's always active. Let's just take a breath because it's about the breath of life. Let's just take a breath. And this is for Aunt Thelma, a.k.a. Auntie Lumpia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, champ. You got this.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you. Yep. That's all it takes. And there's probably lots of unresolved grief.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the lungs right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like,
yes.
Yeah. Bronchitis, because she hasn't really been out. I mean, she'll go out with me, and she went with Anna and Amy.
Yeah.
So you're right. Grief is usually one of the things having to do with the lungs.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm glad we started the show with that because it's important just to have that energy sort of flowing,
mm-hmm.
circulating, but it's so crazy. So, you talked about finding coins and stuff, Tuesday show.
Yeah.
I go into work to teach my class Tuesday afternoon, and I always show up a few minutes early because I never know what my classroom looks like. So, I need to set, so I don't know if it's like set up for me or if I have to do it, whatever. So I go in. And I see, the chairs are stacked. I'll go set them up. I go to the chair in the back row. There's a quarter right in the middle of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
I'm like, oh, we just talked about this. I got a quarter in my pocket. I'm like, damn. And right in the middle, right dead center, not even in the corner, not on the floor, dead center in the chair. Like a chocolate on a pillow after tear down service. Like a dead center in the chair was a quarter.
What year was
I'm
it?
I'm like,
did you know?
No, I didn't check. I'm sorry. I should have. Oh, I should have. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I put it in my pocket. Yes, I should look into that. So that was... That was crazy. If I can If it's still in the pocket, I'll take a look in a second. I'll dig it up. I don't know if I put it in my wallet. Okay. So that was crazy. And then the other thing is, so we know we had talked about, like, the energy is going to be crazy July 17th, whatever, whatever. Again, this is not an astrology show. You know way more than I do. I just know things so peripherally. But as I just did a little further digging, we talked so much about this during the show last time. Self-compassion. Hello? And that's all I was talking about the last show. That's the energy. If there had to be like a theme or something for the new moon and for the all the planetary weird things happening on the 17th, self-compassion. Guess I was feeling it. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Self-compassion. Yeah. Yeah. Self-compassion. And just keeping our energetic circle tight, meaning not to be avoiding people or anything, but keeping it tight in terms of not having energy leak out that is energy that is steeped in self-judgment or rumination or lamentation, any of those Asians, you know, none of those things.
Asians.
Just to be, none of the Asians. Hey, you ate, what you call me? I didn't say Asian, I said Asian.
Microaggression.
Let me go to a forum, but they're not paying me for it. Okay. Oh, let me tell you something. It pays to be a psychic professor because my boss is so crazy. She speaks her own language. After 2 years now, I've learned it. And I had to jump through so many hoops on my day off yesterday into this morning. I already have a chicken in the oven because I have plans after work. Okay, all of this. I was actually sending a second email to a student while our theme show music was playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, my God. And what's so crazy is, again, I'm tying this into, you know, to have self-compassion. What's so crazy is I've learned now to have less anxiety, but just to sort of be kind of clinical and objective, like, okay, let me make sense out of this Sanskrit scroll that she sent me in this email that I have to, like, interpret with no Rosetta Stone, no anything. I got to figure it out. And I've noticed it's less now. And you probably have done this too, I will automatically think that I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I will automatically think, you know, and I'm triple checking and all of this. And she's the type of person that in her conversations and in her email, this Hester is actually just thinking out loud. But I can't tell, right? I can't tell, right? And I'm going back to spreadsheets and I'm making sure. And I wrote her back late last night to say, well, I just cross-referenced this and all of that, and that information was included. I actually got a half-baked apology from her this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
But it still meant that I had to still, you know, scramble, which is why I had to email these two students just right now because they need to be prepared for when I see them this afternoon. But I'm like, girl, you're so lucky. I'm like, you are so lucky. You are so lucky. And because I'm so appreciative and I don't take it for granted, layoffs are happening everywhere. Layoffs are happening everywhere. I'm like, I'm just going to see this for what it is, take affirmative action, and let it go. And what's so great is after the first 10 seconds of, like, when I get this email, did you include that? I'm like, well, I didn't include it because it wasn't on the spreadsheet, bitch, but let me go check for the 10th time. I triple check. Of course, I did things the way that they were, and into it. I have gotten in the recent past, like 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, would get anxiety, would apologize profusely, like as a knee-jerk reaction, as an impulse, not even impulsive. I would impulsively just claim and put it out there before even seeing. I would just put it on, like I became my own scapegoat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would put it on myself and apologize, and then I would realize, I did this last semester, I'm apologizing for somebody else's mistake.
Mm.
So I broke that pattern. No, we're not doing that. We are not doing that. And less is more. Even respond to the apology email, because I had to do the steps based on the information she didn't give me. So I'm like,
right.
No, bitch, you're not gonna get like, oh, it's okay. No, it's not. It's neutral. It's not okay or it is okay. It's irrelevant. I have to take these action steps so that these kids know what they're doing, because you keep changing your mind at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're sending me these fever dream emails.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Right? We're not doing that. Right? Well, that's some bullshit. No. No.
Oh,
anyway, I'm sure your mother's enjoying your laughter, which is nice.
If she can hear it,
I love hearing
my
kids laugh. You know what I mean? No, I do. I'm like, oh, good. They're laughing. Yay.
Yeah.
So,
As an update from my friend who with the dimes, her birthday was yesterday. Her birthday was yesterday, which is great. But then the day before, so the day after she and I talked in the day we did our podcast, later on that day, her dog that had been missing for 5 days shows up.
Right.
Just out of the blue.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. So the dog was like, you know what? They had dog Chella. I don't want to talk about it. I was next to toddler Chella. I hung out with the golden child. And, so he had to go to dog Chella. All good. All good.
So she's doing well. And I sent her a happy birthday post. I took a picture. My mom had this book that I guess she's giving me now. Thank goodness. It's the Encyclopedia of Birthdays. And so I just opened up the page to her day.
Have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I put a dime on top of it. Took a picture of it and posted it.
Oh, that is a cute. Look at you. You're so clever. That is so cute. And I love that. So did her dog come back on her actual birthday?
The day before.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the day before.
And boy, does she have so much to celebrate. She must be so freaking happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and she got a lot of good tips from friends who are like, you know, I get air tags or whatever, put it on the collar. So she's like, yeah, this is exactly.
Oh, tracking, yes.
Yeah, to track.
Oh,
track
I'm sure
her
that's, a, that's her birthday present. Get a tracking device for the dog,
yeah.
Right?
So that was good. That was a feel-good story. You know, she had been missing
like
her,
a feel-good
her
story.
Dog. Yeah. Yeah, but also, you know, she's going into her 8 years, so it kind of makes sense that so many things are lining up, and she's a really good person. I met her, I guess I was a junior when she was a freshman. I think I was a senior. I think I'm 3 years older than she is. But yeah, and she's also from South Carolina, which is another another connection, because, you know, back in the day, if you were born and raised in South Carolina, you kind of stayed in South Carolina forever.
Mm-hmm.
So to even make it over the border to Georgia is a big deal.
That's funny.
Oh, man. But,
wow.
So you'll be
so
proud
how long
of me
to be there for
trip on the beach. I only picked up like 3 or 4 shells, but I didn't keep any of them.
Moderation.
I didn't keep any of them. My parents did a bit. I think like our second day out there. In fact, the day that I did my show, Tuesday, they had gone out. We had all gone out beforehand, and then I had set my timer so I'd come back. But they came back with two or three little plastic cups of shells.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
no, it's definitely nothing like, you know, we would take over the whole dining room table or whatever with our stuff.
Right.
I should be heading back sometime today. After I finish like repacking, I think I'll just take a shower when I get home because I'll need it, you know, after driving.
How many hours is it?
About 5 hours.
Mhm.
So.
I'll drive during the day, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the plan. Got a few things I want to do today before I head out, but ideally I'll get home. I'm just trying to time it so I don't get into like
rush hour
traffic. So I'm gonna take my time and.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Like yesterday, we left and we got home around 7. It wasn't a bad drive, a little over 2 hours, but it was just, you know, just an easy time. I kind of wish we could all fit in our little timeshare, but it's just it's not big enough for.
Does it remind you of the boat?
I was thinking about that. You know, it's. It's a little narrower and not as much storage space, but it has a little kitchenette. So that's where all that extra storage goes. It's about, I'd say roughly.
Get being in the cabin.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, like my brother was like, oh, I wish we could all stay. Cause you know, then we could all just hang out and spend more time. So
where do they stay when your brother and his family come?
They usually just get when they come to Charleston, they usually just get a hotel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think they were looking at maybe just getting a hotel in North Myrtle Beach, just for that one night for yesterday so that, you know, we could all spend time. But
you
guys are tired. Everyone's tired. You know, if the point is for us to spend time together, let's just spend time together, and then when it's time to go, it's time to go. So I think Isabel loves seeing her grandparents and people people that are her family. Like, she's trying to make a distinction, like, are you my family? Are you my family? I'm like, oh, of course I'm your family. You know, of course I'm your family.
So cute.
Because I think she wants to see you later on, you know, like the next day or whatever. And she saw us Sunday in Charleston, but we all met for brunch, and then, you know, they went to the beach and we were getting ready to leave to go to Myrtle Beach. So I think she was a little shocked to not be able to see us again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was disappointed that she, you know, that's it. That's all the time I have with them. So we were trying to make it so that we could spend some more time. But in such a small space, and, you know, I could tell because they had been out in the sun a lot, but everyone was tired, especially them.
Yep.
They were really tired because I think they're still trying to do work. Like, they're still trying to sneak in a few hours, you know, while she's asleep or whatever. So it's a lot, and I could tell that they were tired. So we took her for a little bit. Then, of course, there's an ice cream truck that pulls up in front of the timeshare, you know, like the whole building. It had been announced that they were going to have an ice cream truck come by. So she got ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
then she had to rinse off, you know, take a shower or whatever. And then she started to, you know, she was starting to get that little sleepy eyed, you know. So we all said goodbye. But she said, before we left, she said, I'll see you later. I said, yeah. I'll see you in a few days. I said, when you get back home to Atlanta, I'll see you then. And then, she was really tired. Okay. And then she said, goodbye, little family.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye, little family.
Oh, my God. Stop it now. Oh.
I'll try to
Stop
post
being
some
so
pictures.
Adorable.
I haven't posted anything yet. I'll post it when I get back. But
cute.
Yeah, she's just a charmer, you know. She's
that is adorable.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
And how great for your parents, especially.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's like an elixir,
exactly.
You know? That's the best medicine ever.
Yeah, like if we could figure out a situation where we could all stay in one place for a few days. I mean, trick is getting, obviously, get everything lined up with their schedules, you know, with our schedules.
Sure, that's tough.
You know, because she just loved, like, our timeshare has it's right on the beach. It's got a couple of pools. And so you open up the window and you look out, there's the beach, and right below is a pool. And she's like, oh, I want to go to the pool first. And then we can go, like, well, you guys can handle the pool. In all the years I've had it, I don't think I've ever gone to the pool. I'm not a pool person. I'd rather go to the ocean. I'd rather go to the beach.
Yeah.
But, but she is just, she's like me. We get lost when we're just in the ocean. Mm. You know, we're on the beach. We're just having a time. She's just carefree, even more carefree than she already is. She really loves it. So
I love that.
There's everything I could do to not let her just dive in, which, you know, with just her regular clothes on, because then she would have like, oh, I have to take off all these clothes. Like, no, no naked baby on the beach, please.
No.
But yeah. Oh, and I see here's Raven in the chat. She said, I'm wondering if the quarter Liz found was from a former student who died.
I think so, because it was a different, we never, with that student, we weren't in that classroom.
Mm.
So I don't think so. And that student passed away, it was last semester. It was early spring semester when that student passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy how they just literally just bury that information. You can't talk about it. You can't mention it. You can't, they just had like, you know, some there's a counselor posted, you know, upstairs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's bad for business. Yeah.
Raven said they would follow you.
Ah!
Regardless of what classroom you're in, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it could be. It could be. And I've been thinking, it's funny, and the last time I had to jump through hoops, because there's these special projects that I have to sort of cast in-house, in addition to teaching my class.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we did that was that, oh, that's interesting, Marguerite, didn't even make the connection. That former student, the one who passed away, that was the last time I had to go into this wormhole that I find myself in again. So yeah, interesting. Very, very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what was beautiful about that experience was that that was the last time I interacted with that student, and I'm so glad, because it was actually very positive.
Mm.
I found it to be a very positive experience. So yeah, I didn't even make that connection. That's interesting.
Yeah, she wrote, my husband saw my dad in one of his favorite places to eat, but in our state. So.
Oh, wow.
It's one of his places. She said, angels are all around us.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Could be. Why not?
It absolutely could be. Yeah, I don't know. But I just thought that was crazy, you know, coming out of the last our last show, and literally the first thing I see when I walk in, as I'm about to move the chairs, is a quarter desk center. I wish I knew the year, but I probably gave that quarter to a homeless person. I don't even know. But anyway, it's all good. But when you check the year, what does that tell you? I know you're curious about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at the year and try to figure out if there's anything significant about that time that just comes to mind right away. Like the mm-hmm. dime that I took out of my coin purse to take a picture of with the post for my friend's birthday. It was 2018. I have no idea. Was it like 2018? I don't know what happened, but that's the dime. That was the year that was on the dime. So, I just think of it. So if I find something like, usually I find pennies, and I'll just check. Yeah. And if the year comes, when I notice the year and something comes off, I just go with it. I'm like, oh, okay, that happened, you know, whatever. And then I have to let it go. Otherwise it's like,
yeah, you'll be doing a dissertation on 1998. Right.
Let me do research on my own Facebook timeline, what happened in, 2018 or whatever. But I it is, and then I'll just add up the numbers. I'll just do little things, but I don't get too crazy with it anymore.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
She said,
she say?
He liked Perkins. So that's that restaurant I take at Perkins.
Oh, the truck stop. Yeah.
Perkins is a restaurant, right? It's a restaurant.
But I like, they have them like in Pennsylvania, and it's like a big, they have pies. They're famous for their pies.
I think so. We used to have a Perkins to here in Charleston. A long time ago. But you said when you need it the most. Sorry, it's not, she kind of just typing things in.
Okay.
Well, we do have a hand raised. So
okay, let's take the call.
Let's see what's going on.
What's going on?
Let's see here. This is area code 856. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Rosemary. How are you, guys?
Oh, hey, how are you?
That's been a minute.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good. So it's been such a long time. Hold on. Since it's been such a long time. We just want to ask permission to reconnect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, what's going on?
I got a lot of things going on, but being sick and all that happy stuff, just came back from my trip and back to work, craziness, and don't like the job too much. So whatever you guys can get or what's coming up for anything.
Well, that's very vague. So let's pin it down. So we're not gonna take a casual approach.
Okay.
So obviously there's a reason why you call. So tell us what the reason is. Not anything. We're not doing that. Come on. There's something going on. There's something. Do you feel like you had a conflict or a misunderstanding with somebody recently?
Yes. When I came back from my trip.
See, why I gotta be digging it? Why I gotta be digging it when I... Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so talk to her. So obviously, if I'm getting the energy on that, obviously that's on your mind because we have not talked to you in a very, very long time.
Yeah, craziness, long hours at work.
That's fine. I'm not asking the reason why. I'm not attached to that. It's of no consequence to us. This is about you.
Right.
This is about ownership, okay? So put whatever's going on into one concise question. Not about a story, but just give us a concise question.
When I came back with, he left it in a bad note before I left for the U.S., and now I got to do, he won't give me my paperwork for a portion of my house.
And paperwork
for
what?
For my house, portion of my house over in Europe, and he didn't want to give it to me, so he left it in a bad note and screaming at me before I left, and I told him just say goodbye to me and give me my stuff and be done, so I don't know. Now he's not communicating with me at all. He won't answer me, he won't talk to me, and won't communicate, so I have no idea. So now I'm stuck to get a lawyer to do what I got to do. If that makes sense.
Well, then you have your answer. Get a lawyer. But I was feeling that I was feeling like there was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just randomly guessing. Anybody who listens to this show knows I pick things up and I'm tough about it. Okay?
We know.
Mm-hmm. That's why the people wait 3 years before they call back. No, I'm just kidding. So, but obviously there were, I just felt like there was just a conflict with somebody, and you knew exactly what I was feeling with this person, and it feels like it's like you're up against a, not even a brick wall, a cement wall.
Right.
Or like a wall, and I'm getting the image that it's a very confining energy. It almost, do you kind of feel like you're trapped or into a situation, like almost imprisoned or painted into a corner? Do you feel kind of like, I feel that it's a very contained, dense, heavy feeling.
Yeah, Dad, and I'm getting confused because I said, if you're screaming at me, that means you love my ass. And he goes, no, it's that I'm fine by myself. I'm like, just do what you got to do for me, and that's it. Be done with it and say goodbye to me. He won't do it, so I'm confused even on that part. And
okay, well, I would stop with giving him options. I would stop, well,
right.
This is that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you're rolling out, right? So sometimes when you're rolling out information like that, that's going to make the other person shut down. And what you're doing is listen. What you're literally doing is you're giving them from your own communication, from your own source of information, you're actually giving him an arsenal of weapons to use to attack yourself. But do you see how it came from you? Because you're telling him all these things. So I think you need to switch. Listen, I really think you need to switch it up. And you have a really, and again, I'm picking this up on you, with you. You have a really sharp mind, and your mind almost moves too fast. It's really smart. You're super, super smart. But the thing that has tripped you up is that you are too quick to not give yourself that grace to sort of interpret and line up what's going on and process it. You're so quick to just give all that information away, and then what happens is get used against you. And is what I'm thinking making sense to you?
Yeah.
So what I suggest, listen, what I suggest, and this is not about judging, this is about self-compassion, and that's been the theme, okay? We've talked a lot about it in the last show, and that's what's going on. It's the energy for self-compassion is at an all-time high. Take advantage. This is not about judging yourself or judging other people. This is about having compassion, okay? No one is out to get you at all. So I say you let this breathe. I don't think anything has happened yet that you need to run to a lawyer, but I want you to take the time to do your research so as to, if you need to take next steps in terms of the legal space, you'll have your research, but you don't need to retain or do something crazy right now or impulsive. And I think this is to teach you to slow down. Do you need to be in immediate contact with him? Yes or no? Is it in terms of legal issues, whatever? Do you need to be in contact with him? Let's say for the next week. Will it have any impact? Do you need to be in contact with him for the next week in terms of legal issues or whatever? I don't think so, but I'm asking you.
No.
Thank you. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Take a week and don't do anything, but have some compassion for yourself and slow down and do your research so that if you need to seek legal counsel, you can do that with a clear mind. Right now, you're so distracted. It's like you're in the worst amusement park ride ever, and you don't know that you can get out. Your life is not an amusement park with bad rides.
True.
So this is about self-compassion, and upgrading your consciousness. I'm going to flip this over to Elisa to see if she has anything to jump in with.
No, that's plenty to go on. You know, you gotta trust the vibes there. And the biggest thing, I think, in addition to all the great information and advice that Liz is giving you, is to not leave it so vague when you really know there's something that needs to be done or that needs to be said or that needs to be expressed. I know you'll speak your mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're actually trying to get clarity and you're asking for outside help, like, as clear as you can get, because it doesn't mean that the first thing you say is going to be exactly it, but it may be, like, the starting point. So that as you do these kind of conversations, sometimes I'll do inner conversations. It just takes practice. It helps to have people who are really intuitive, that kind of thing. But it's not about just relying on that all the time. Because even Liz is like, you know, she's getting information, but she doesn't have a context for it because it's your life. It's your context.
Thank you.
You know, when it's something that, like, yeah, for you to call us, because it's always good to hear from you, but for you to call us, it's like, yeah, there's something going on. You know, own it. Just own it. Like, you know, you may need clarity on something, but half the time, and this is true for a lot of our callers when they call in, usually the first thing they ask, first question they ask, if they even get around to asking a question, is usually not the issue, but it's the beginning for them to get to what the issue is. And so that's not about being perfect. You know, I deal with this too, because, like, Liz is good, because she'll ask me questions, and I'm like, oh, you know, what is it she needs to hear? And it's like, no, it's not about what she needs to hear. It's what you need to be able to say.
Right.
And so an answer from you, does it lock you in? It's not like we're writing up a contract. Oh, she said this. It's more of, you know, let's allow yourself to dig a little deeper, because you're in a safe space here. Generally, that's why we ask to connect with your energy. So, yeah, a lot of you come in with overwhelm. That's why you call the show sometimes. Sometimes you call it just, you know, just because. But usually it's because you know you're being, you know, it's a show. It's being recorded. It's being aired live. So, you know, there are things that are happening. And this is that space to take that breath. And out of all the things that are going on, because trust me, we get it. There's a lot happening. What's the most important to you in this moment? Like, what's on the tip of your tongue? Just say it. Just say it. Because that's the starter. That's the conversation opener. And as you trust that and you go with it, because sometimes it could be like, oh, you know, I don't know, I need a hamburger. Oh, okay. You know, you just go with it. You're like, go with it. And you never know what that leads to, because it's funky how things work. But trust yourself, and I love that she's like, yeah, don't give people options like that. It's just state your mind, and let everyone else figure out what it is, you know, their part is. You know, you don't have to do both of those. You know, you don't have to, you know, write the whole script for it. Just do your part, and people's responses will let you know how you need to respond. It's not, well, I'm going to wait around for this. It's like, oh, well, okay. The next step may be having to yeah, get yourself some legal representation to know what your rights are. Those are the things that's then you get experts who know what's what, or who should know. It's a process. And the more you're able to do that, trust yourself, the easier it is for you to go within and feel like you're getting very clear about what's important for you. Priceless. That's priceless stuff right there, when you can trust yourself.
Yeah,
don't get into anything with him. Just take a grace period. Take a week and just quiet the noise,
quiet the noise that's going on. Quiet the, be in the eye of the storm, which is the calmness in the center of everything. Because you never know, you might allow this energy for things to shift if you opt out of the chaos. You don't have to be running things. You know, you don't need to thug it out every time. You don't have to be a thug. Yeah, she laughs because she knows. She's laughing because she is a thug. She knows. Yeah, stop. Mm-hmm. Takes on a no one, girl. Yeah,
so just
that's
like,
how she's
laughing. Yeah, I try to call him and young up on me. I'm like, you know what? Let me just go for it. Go get some legal advice. And that's what I was doing yesterday, trying to find a lawyer over there to see what I have to do next.
Yeah.
And,
yes, exactly.
And I was
going to
pay for
research.
It next week.
No. Just do the research. Step back and let this breathe, okay? And stop feeding him information like, you're yelling at me because you love me. That you just handed him a whole platter of energy for him to throw back in your face. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying that. It probably is true, but it's not your business for you to throw that in his face. How does that benefit you? That's what I'm talking about. You got to think about, this is what I'm saying, you got to slow down because you're impulsive. You're so smart, but you're impulsive. And you need to dial it back because you're saying things that could actually hurt you in the end, and it's coming out of your mouth, right? How does it serve you to tell somebody you're screaming because you love me? Nobody wants to hear that. And who would admit that? Would you admit that if somebody said that to you? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You need to think about it. You need to think about and see all sides. You need to think about whatever you're saying to him. How would you feel if somebody said that to you? That's my recommendation, in addition to doing very low-key research without being impulsive or paying for a lawyer or taking steps or sending, you know, affidavits and documents. Don't do any of that. Just do your research. And really think about how would you feel if the things you said to him were said to you. And just sit with that. And don't wait another 3 years to call us to give us a call.
Gotcha.
And we'll leave it there. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, boss. All right, boss. All right. Don't hurt nobody.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
I see her with a baseball bat saying, I run things. No, you don't need to run things. That's Chicago in the 30s. Relax. Okay. Al Capone over there. Right.
Good
care.
Luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. We used to hear from her almost every day. And then Italy, she called from Italy, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been a few years, but I remembered it immediately. I'm like, oh, okay, she got a pinstripe suit on. She is not playing. She had a fedora, cigar. I'm like, stop. Girl, you don't need to be doing all that.
It's a good thing to hear. You know, like when you realize, oh, I'm doing that. Yeah, let's start choosing things that will actually help me mm-hmm. do what I need to do.
Right.
Instead of, you
right.
know,
right.
kind of
making it
doing
work.
doing a bit of a default setting sometimes, because it's like what you talked about earlier, where you would apologize, you know,
mm-hmm.
for stuff that really wasn't yours to apologize for. It's like, oh,
no,
you know, I apologize for that. And it's just not necessary. It probably will do you more harm, because it's an action that will be repeated.
Oh,
and then you take on that energy.
I was like, oh my God, what did I apologize for? Like, and then it wasn't even my mistake. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. And I realized I did beat myself up, but I came to that awareness. I'm like, thank you for the growth. Ouch. I came to that awareness. I'm like, I'm just going to leave this alone. No response is a response. I do not need to continue with this. And nothing was said after. It just was buried because I learned what I needed to learn, and I just did not continue to pick at that. It's like picking at a wound or a scab. Leave it.
Right.
And I said to myself, I said, and if anyone says anything to me, like, oh, that was kind of an extreme reaction or whatever, I already knew what my answer was. I had so many things going on. I was in a fever dream. Because that's a good answer. Fever dream, you know, where you're so well-intended that you just were hyper-focused on making sure everything was cool. Who's going to be mad at you for right. you know, taking responsibility for somebody else's mistake? Who cares? It's not that deep. But I just stepped back. I'm like, okay, noted. I will never do that again. You know, and for some of us, and maybe Anna Maria is like that, and I wish this wasn't my predisposition, but my learning style, unfortunately, is really extreme. It almost has to explode in my face for me to really get it. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I learn it, then I go really, really far until the next explosion. Not a fan of that, but that's just what it's been. But when I get something, boy, do I get it. And one of the things, and I say this a lot, why I love doing this show so much is that when we get a caller, or even when I do a private reading, the validation of the accuracy tells me that I'm on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if I would say my track record, I would say, is above like 95%. Like, I'm very, very accurate with a lot of stuff. That tells me that's the purest part of myself, which means keep going. I may not see very clearly what's ahead of me, but it doesn't matter. Keep trusting with and going with the intuition and the feeling. Because at the end of the day, that's all any of us have,
mm-hmm.
is that, the intuition and the feeling. If I was off, you know, with people I don't know, I don't even know the story, I don't know anything, or when I give a reading, I take 4 pages of notes, don't know what it is, and it's incredibly accurate when we go down and we go through all the information that I have. Or even when I get emails from former students, I got one that brought me to tears. They have no reason to say, you know, as a young Black woman, you make me feel seen and heard and appreciated, and I will take your advice for the rest of my life. Okay, made me
wow.
cry. And I took it,
right.
and I've gotten, I would say, and I'm not even exaggerating, I probably have gotten about a dozen emails like this since I started teaching at NYU, and I saved them all. This one I took a screenshot at, and I wrote the student back, and I said, the next time I'm down, I'm going to look at that screenshot, because now I know why I'm here. One of the reasons why I'm here. Nothing else matters. You know, if my kids are good and they still talk to me and my students feel seen and I'm doing good work and I'm helping people on this podcast with the purest part of who you and I are as co-hosts, then how much more do I need? What's missing? Nothing.
Yeah.
And it's the growth and the self-actualization and the humble gratitude that with all the trauma and all the nonsense and all the craziness and all the chaos and the extreme way that we learn, at the end of the day, the purest part of you stays intact while we do this show. You know, no one gets judged. Just because I'm tough on people doesn't mean I'm judging them.
Right.
You know, because they know.
They know.
What's going on. They know. Yeah, because when someone says, yeah, whatever you can pick up, no, we're not doing that. And that's why, if we haven't talked to you in a long time, we have to reconnect. The connection to the energy is one for the portal for the energy to start flowing, but even more importantly than that, take ownership for why you're calling us.
Right.
You got to own what's going on here. We're not we're not the ladies in waiting here, you know. Yeah, this is a collaboration. This is a co-creative, you know, experience. So speaking of co-creative, is there anybody in the queue, because we can finish off with just picking a message, especially since we're not going to be on the air. The 17th is on Monday. So, and I know there's, again, if you're going to listen, you know, hold on to anything, hold on to self-compassion. That's really
right.
What's going on in the energetic field. But let's pull a message.
Okay,
just because it is such a, I pulled up the database. It's such a full, potent time. All right, I'm ready when you are.
All right. Pitch.
Okay. So, the number associated with this message is 27. Wow. Okay. Reframe how you perceive contrast. Instead of an avalanche of resistance and fear, understand it as a gentle healing nudge from source.
Hello. Hello. That's what we're talking about.
I'll read it again. I love it. Reframe how you perceive contrast. Instead of an avalanche of resistance and fear, understand it as a gentle healing nudge from source. 217.
Well, we do know that all of this ends up being, hold on, let me finish this. it ends up being a one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is still about the new, a new way of being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But on either side of that one, and then one is a central number, is this two, which we usually bring in. It's about receiving information. And then the seven on the other side of that is how you, in a sense, how you process that information and do that inner work before it goes back out into the world. So when you look at how something happens, like we talk about contrast, you're really gonna take information in from that too. But that seven says, you know, use your discernment, use your inner wisdom, to know what's really going on here, like what's really important, and not get so caught up in, you know, just what we consider the realities of life, or, you know, what we tend to be just be afraid of, or all of that. And it's a way to go beyond what appears to be, to know what really is. And a lot of it has nothing to do with what's going on the outside. It has everything to do with what you've been doing on the inside. And if your inner world is all kinds of out of whack, it's still earth.
Mm-hmm.
If your inner world is just reflecting what you see outside of you, we got to change it around, right? Like you're taking in the stuff that makes it so much harder, and that's not all that's there. Because what seems to be a mountain can still be beautiful, right? Doesn't mean you have to climb that mountain.
You can admire it.
You can admire it. It may not. That might not be the mountain you need to be on right now, or the hill you need to die on, and any of that stuff. But you can find inspiration from it. So, you know, source works, universe, God works in many different ways. So for some people, that harshness is just like a baseline, because there are some people, that's all they understand until they soften it up and they realize, I didn't have to have just that one way of understanding it. That's why people learn on different levels. And that's why people learn from different teachers, even though it's the same thing.
Right.
Because for people to know love, or to understand what love isn't just one big, it is one big thing, but it comes from different sources, and it can be one thing to one person. You can have, you know, family love, you know, pet love, you know, girlfriend love, whatever it is, friendship love, it's different, but it's still love. So to understand that with those nuances, and to understand those differences, that's inner work. You can't just say, well, mom didn't love me this way, so no one loves me this way. Like, no one loves me.
Right.
Like, you can't do those sort of, you could try, it won't last for that long.
Right.
The source has different ways of letting you learn how things work.
That's right. That's right. Well said. Wow. What an interesting show. So, so interesting. If any of you need to get a hold of us, you can send, an email to loablends@gmail.com. And we'll be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please have much self-compassion, especially over the next several days for yourself. And as always, let the light do the work, and to, because I switched up the thing, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.